Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
Panoply, panorama, panpipe, pansy, aha, pansexual. Knowing no boundaries of sex or gender. Sound interesting? Then join Sally on Sundays at noon for Out of the Pan. All those gender questions making you think too hard? Whether it's transgender, bisexual, polyamorous or beyond, we'll throw those questions into the pan and cook up the answers for you. So go on, push that gender envelope, only on 3CR 855am digital and 3cr.org.au.
baby, we're in the 100 zone. Overtake me, baby, you know we're nearly home. Well, I know you're in a hurry, baby, don't you worry. I'll see you later, you sweet tailgater. Overtake me, baby, I'll catch up with you.
Thank you. 3CR, 855 AM, 3CR Digital, 3cr.org.au, 3CR On Demand. Out of the Pan with Sally, first broadcasting noon through one every Sunday afternoon. Thanks for your company. 3CR broadcasts from the lands of the Kulin Nations at the intersection of the contested lands of the Wurundjeri and Bunurong peoples, and we pay respects to elders past, present and emerging. Hello to any Aboriginal, Torres Strait Islander, First Nations people tuning in today, and we acknowledge that all the lands were stolen and never ceded, always was and always will be Aboriginal land. I'm Sally Goldner. I am the host for the show. I use the pronouns she and her, and welcome to listeners of all genders, including, but not limited, to ladies and gentlemen. Good to be with you on, well, what is a sunny Sunday afternoon as I go live here in Melbourne, Nam. Well, I'm going to get it out of the way with at around 8 minutes past, maybe we're tapping into some Northern Hemisphere SummerSlam vibes. There is the wrestling reference. It's done. Got it out of the way early because we could. And after last week's show where we did talk a lot about Hulk Hogan, perhaps I'll try to limit the wrestling stuff a little this week, a lot. Thanks to James and the crew from Out of the Blue, diving deep for the marine news as they do every Sunday morning from 11:30 till noon. Always great informative news about marine news, nature and environment on Out of the Blue, part of amazing range of programming on 3CR. If you want to get in touch with this program called Out of the Pan, which covers pansexual issues, you can do so by lots of modern means of technology and a more traditional one. See, we're technology diverse. We tolerate people's technology choices or something like that. And you can get in touch with us on outofthepan855@gmail.com. You can SMS 61456 751 215. I'm on Twitter, Mastodon, Blue Sky, and Instagram at Sal Gold Said So, and that's the bottom line. And look for posts on Facebook, my page Sally Goldner, and Out of the Pan 3CR 855 AM Melbourne. Remember, any opinions I express on the show are my own, and the traditional means of communication, we're not forgetting you. PO Box 1277 Collingwood 3066. Don't think we have a fax. I don't think anyone checks it either. There will be, at some point during the show today, the need for a broad content note covering in relation to what I consider to be probable transphobic media coverage of an event that is in the news. So I will give the numbers for QLife, including Switchboard in Victoria and Tasmania, 1800 184 527. And Rainbow Door, 1-800-729-367. And we opened up today with Overtake Me Baby from The Wolfgang and a track from their fantastic album many years ago now called What's Cooking, an appropriate album to play on Out of the Pan, or Out of the Pun, as I sometimes like to call it, and Overtake Me Baby. I thought I'd also start with something that just came my way this morning, and I thought was genuinely positive. And so we're going to hit the buttons and see if we can make everything work with what was a nice little clip that came my way, if I can get it to come up. It was just something positive and thoughtful about leadership, and I think we're needing that these sorts of thoughts quite a bit at the moment, in a world that perhaps isn't as positive and doesn't have what I would call quality leadership, in my humble opinion. And I think that this little one from Governor J.B. Pritzker in the USA, which puts, he's the governor of Illinois, I would just ask you to listen to this for a couple of minutes and see what you think.
You want to be successful in this world, you have to develop your own idiot detection system. As part of the responsibilities of being your commencement speaker, I'm going to share mine. Sure, I'm naturally suspicious of people who never saw the original Star Wars movies, and even more cautious of people who loved the prequels and the sequels. But I admit, this is not a reliable idiot indicator. No. The best way to spot an idiot: look for the person who is cruel. Let me explain. When we see someone who doesn't look like us, or sound like us, or act like us, or love like us, or live like us, the first thought that crosses almost everyone's brain is rooted in either fear or judgment, or both. That's evolution. We survived as a species by being suspicious of things that we aren't familiar with. In order to be kind, we have to shut down that animal instinct and force our brain to travel a different pathway. Empathy and compassion are evolved states of being. They require the mental capacity to step past our most primal urges. This may be a surprising assessment, because somewhere along the way in the last few years, our society has come to believe that weaponized cruelty is part of some well-thought-out master plan. Cruelty is seen by some as an adroit cudgel to gain power. Empathy and kindness are considered weak. Many important people look at the vulnerable only as rungs on a ladder to the top. I'm here to tell you that when someone's path through this world is marked with acts of cruelty, they have failed the first test of an advanced society. They never forced their animal brain to evolve past its first instinct. They never forged new mental pathways to overcome their own instinctual fears. And so their thinking and problem solving will lack the imagination and creativity that the kindest people have in spades. Over my many years in politics and business, I have found one thing to be universally true. The kindest person in the room is often the smartest. If you want to be successful in this world...
What a nice way, to start the program in a world that sometimes... excuse me, wants to sneeze. No, live to air. In a world that sometimes seems to be falling short on kindness, I think we need a little more of that. Well done, Governor J.B. Pritzker. I thought that was, well thought out. And thanks to my friend Lindy, who sent me that clip this morning. Wow. So what do you think? The question is, I think I would like to think that most 3CR listeners would probably agree with that. Possibly even most humans would agree with that. But the question is, what's, and he's hit it on the head that people aren't evolving. So, maybe don't evolve, et cetera, et cetera. What stops them evolving? But more to the point, in a world that sometimes, I'll say, can be perceived as lacking in kindness, and this, of course, goes right to the heart of issues affecting Out of the Pan and so many other shows on 3CR, Freedom of Species at 1 o'clock, talking about all things vegan, vegetarian, animal advocacy, how we treat animals, for example, often not kind. I look at all the shows on how we treat workers, 3CR and union shows. How do we get that kindness back? It's an interesting question. And I mentioned it's a good thing to talk about the context of 3CR shows because it's now public knowledge that we have achieved our entire Radiothon target, and there's still a couple of fundraisers to come in. Please still support them and support those particular shows so we can have a proverbial clean sweep, I suppose. But how do we put that, get that kindness back, and particularly in a day and age where spin and illogical, things that just seem to defy common sense, sort of seem to have fallen by the wayside. So welcome your thoughts, listeners, see what you have to say on this. In the meantime, here's some music from, well, one of my favourites, Colin Hay, who has put out, he's called it Man at Work Volume 2, which is reworked versions of Men at Work and Colin Hay songs over the years. And I like the fact that Colin doesn't just put out, greatest hits where he puts out the same songs again that you already have. He does slightly different versions. And this one was always one of my favourites. It was from an album called Colin Hay Band in 1990, where he took a slightly more UK folk direction, but not in an electric sort of way, not an acoustic sort of way. And this one was called Into My Life. Let's have a listen to Colin Hay on 3CR, 855 AM, 3CR Digital, 3cr.org.au, 3CR On Demand, Out of the Pan with Sally.
The carpet stained with my red wine. I've been staring at the fire. I keep on looking at the time. I'm waiting on you. I can hear the howling wind. Yes, the sound is getting higher. As the night is closing in, I'm waiting on you. Those big black eyes, a wicked smile that you flash as you walk through my door. Into my life. You come in and sit right down. Here, let me pour a starlit schnapps. Why is it when you come around, I'm waiting on you? We drink until we get too tired. Even though you try to dance for me, I still can't light up your fire, so I'm waiting on you. Time to time, I feel so blind, and there's still so much more left to do. Into my life, into my life, into my life. We'll be right back.
into my life, into my life, into my life, into my life, into my life. Into my life. Into my life. Into my life.
Green Left Weekly Radio.
It's the people's voice, committed to human and civil rights, environmental sustainability, democracy and equality.
There is one newspaper that is independent of powerful interests, and that's Green Left Weekly.
It presents ideas mainstream media won't. It exposes the lies and distortions of the power brokers and helps us to better understand the world around us.
It's the leading source of local, national and international news, analysis and discussion and debate to strengthen the anti-capitalist movements. Tune in every Friday morning at 8 a.m. on 3CR.
Living with arthritis can bring tough questions. How do I manage the pain? What treatments work? Will it ever get better? It can feel overwhelming. That's why the Arthritis Info Line is here to help. It's a toll-free service with trained staff who understand arthritis and can provide answers, support and resources. If you're living with arthritis or caring for someone who is, call 1-800-011-041 or visit arthritisaustralia.com.au/infoline. You don't have to face it alone.
A 3CR supporter.
Indeed, 3CR. 855 AM, 3CR Digital, 3cr.org.au, 3CR On Demand, Out of the Pan with Sally. First broadcasting noon through one every Sunday afternoon, and the mentioning of Green Left Weekly reminds me to mention the 21st Annual Green Left Comedy Debate, which comes up this coming week on the 9th of August at this Saturday night at Brunswick Town Hall in Melbourne. MC Tom Ballard, I beg your pardon. He could sing and do a ballad. No, it's a ballad. Beg your pardon. Hellchild, Nikki Barry, Shirley Hood, Rose Callahan, Sarah Bartolo, and David Fowles. So some classic fun left progressive comedians there. A great cause indeed. 6:30 to 10:30 next Saturday night at Brunswick Town Hall, 233 Sydney Road. Get yourself into that one. Kindness in leadership. We need more of it. How do we get it back? I mean, sort of in a day and age where you think just putting it out, you sort of try to counter with sort of fact and humanity, and sometimes it just seems like people get rubbished for doing that, and people make up silly things. It's sort of not an easy thing to do. But there's lots of ways indirectly you can inspire people with kindness. And I, in a strange way, had something happen yesterday. Now, this is where I'm going to mention wrestling in context. I was at a wrestling event yesterday, and one of my colleagues came up to me and said, "I've got a book for you." And I thought, oh, I didn't. What book on wrestling has he put out? No. His footy club did a pride event, and I have a copy of the Dream Life zine in right now, literally in my, they're reasonably warm, but not too hot, little hands, or big hands, or whatever size they are. We're not sizist on this show. Dream Life zine was created on Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander lands across the continent of so-called Australia. And Dream Life was made on a number of countries, and it's a great series of short bits of writing from a range of people and interviews. There's a sit-down with Georgie Stone, Trans Bodies, Edges and Unknowns, Navoza Zinn, Queer Dreams, just two names in there. Singer Mama Alto is mentioned, A Dream Life Beyond Advocacy, Young and Gender Fluid by Ree. So I haven't obviously quite had a chance to read this cover to cover yet, but it certainly got lots of great reading and writing in it, looks like a great range of people. The thing is, it is, if there is perhaps a gap, and I'm not going to, everyone has a right to their space, that it's a zine by young trans people, by young people. Yes, it's a partner project of The Dream Life, Georgie Stone, a Netflix documentary directed by Maya Newell. And so it's there for young people. How do we get older and middle cohort people's voices in there? I think we're needing visibility at the moment. This middle cohort issue's been ranging around for a long time, and as trans people, come out, there is, for better or worse, some degree of greater visibility. That was the thing that got me. So maybe someone else has to do that project. Maybe it has to be me. What is it? If it has to be, it is up to me, or something like that. I'll think about it. As I say, I only got this book yesterday. But lots of, great work in there. There's a chat with Georgie Stone, which is awesome. And, I think that's always good to see Georgie, a prominent trans person in Australia, the history of so-called Australia, well known for, well, not so much at the time, but publicly, but now since being 18, she was someone who fought for trans, better access for much needed medications for trans young people in high level courts in this country. Of course, has been on Neighbours, all sorts of things, spoke to the National Press Club, an awesome young person, regardless of however Georgie wants to describe herself in terms of whether that's trans woman or trans or woman or whatever else. So very, very inspiring person, and I think gave us hope at a time when the when we weren't getting it. So there's someone who's, I suppose, acting with some kindness in a very, just by being themselves. And maybe that's the answer. Maybe we've just got to be ourselves. I'm not saying it's not the answer, it's an answer. Like your answers on what we need to do to get kindness and empathy back on the agenda, apart from living by example. How can we do it? Maybe it's having this conversation, which is a flying start. No clear-cut answers. Anyway, let's have some more music, some think music perhaps, while we do that. And here's a track just to get us, it'll get us moving, get the brain dancing, so to speak. From Dire Straits, and this was originally on an EP in the 80s, and then here's a live version from the Alchemy live album that came out in 1985. If we can find it, it's my own computer today. It's having moments, including, I should add, putting the mute button on the track that I wanted to play a little while ago, which thankfully is gone. Here we go, Dire Straits, Two Young Lovers from Alchemy in 1985. Get up and dance and move around. 3CR, 855 AM, 3CR Digital, 3cr.org.au, 3CR On Demand, Out of the Pan with Sally.
We've got some Mel Collins, join us on the saxophone. So, yeah, this is from the EP too. Okay, just follow us, lads. Here we go. Mm-hmm.
3CR, 855 AM, 3CR Digital, 3CR.org.au, 3CR On Demand, Out of the Pan with Sally. First broadcasting noon through one every Sunday afternoon. Thanks for your company. And we just heard from Dire Straits from Alchemy in 1985 and Two Young Lovers. They put out a dance EP, Twisting by the Pool, in between just after Love Over Gold, which was a very wonderful album, but a bit intense at times with long album tracks that were generally slower. And that was their sort of counterbalance to it. So, yeah, a wonderful track indeed. Well, this is where I'm going to raise the content note for transphobia and, alleged transphobic media coverage and that sort of thing, because the appeal by people in relation to the tickle in relation to a certain case comes up next week, where tickle versus giggle is being appealed, which is disconcerting. What do I mean by that? So there was the case of Roxy Tickle, a trans woman who was denied, her participation was eventually removed in an app called the Giggle app for women, and various things said that she was a man, and that was last year found to be a breach of Australia's Sex Discrimination Act. Well, it's now being appealed by the losing parties, and a lot of people have intervened. And you know, where the media coverage comes in, it seems there is a lot of one-sided coverage by, we'll say, a commercial media, one particular commercial media outlet that, in my opinion, is not looking after things. Now, regardless of that, the first thing is to stay safe. Don't go looking for it. I'm not going to give that outlet any media space if you're really, really interested. I suppose you can message me and I'll tell you what it is. You might be able to guess. You might not. And some of the things they've been saying have just left me, well, gobsmacked. For example, one particular group that last I saw had been registered as a hate group is called a respected LGB group. Don't think so. And there's been pretty, well, attempts, I'll say, at character assassination on prominent advocates in this country. Now, whether, I agree or disagree with those advocates all the time is not the point. The fact that they're sort of really trying to dig up anything and desperate, for example, one advocate has referred to having a long-standing friendship with Roxy. Well, people in the queer communities who are active and somewhat, we'll say, upfront, usually get to know each other. So what? They might be friends as well. Gee. You really have to wonder why this is such, you know, warranting articles. Also been attacks on organisations. Calling out things which show, in my opinion, a lack of understanding of the not-for-profit and charitable sectors in this country. So a very complex, you know, sort of just that don't really seem to get to the heart of the issues. And, you know, the thing is, the the last court decided that under Australia's 2013 Sex Discrimination Act that a trans woman was a woman. And yet these newspaper articles don't really seem to be focusing on that. Now, one can speculate. I'm only going to speculate in terms of the newspaper articles. Perhaps they're trying diversion tactics of some sort to not talk about the case and avoid what a very carefully thought out judgment found. I don't know. But the thing I would say is this is why I mentioned this week, be careful when you're listening to these reports. Some of them may be good, some may not be. Just be careful. Remember that services like QLife and Switchboard are out there here in so-called Victoria, Thorn Harbour Health, Drummond Street Services, Your Community Health are there. Make sure you've got friends around you if you need them. But I'm obviously not going to comment on the case itself. Now, given that it's a case before the courts, that would not be appropriate. But apparently it's due to the legal proceedings will happen this week for probably 4 days, Monday to Thursday, when the judgment comes down. Nobody knows, of course, at this point. Obviously, it will need to be considered and ruminated upon therein. So just be careful out there, in, as always, in media land this week, because it could be a bit irky. It's an interesting one, the tactics that media use, just trying to whip up people's emotions on money and attack the person, not the issue. I still have sitting on my bookshelf a book from my school studies called Stand to Reason, which looked at, rational argument. Don't attack the person, comment on the issues, try to avoid willful emotion and all that sort of thing, or emotional diversion tactics. And, well, linking into our topic of kindness nowadays, it doesn't seem like there's a lot of that. And people will act, of course, for their own motives. There will be elements of media who are desperate for ratings, points, clickbait, and what's left of newspaper sales. There'll be politicians playing their games. There'll be, people who have a real sense of religious superiority. And there'll be some people who genuinely believe some of their views that this program, and probably most trans people, would call anti-trans. And, but the thing, sometimes you just can't get a direct answer out of them. And this is what I mean by, is that a lack of kindness? Well, it's their emotional blockage, if there are people like that. If someone's been violated, that's horrible. But don't take your pain out on trans people when trans people haven't done anything to you. If there's a problem with badly behaved men who are, in such a large percentage of cases, violators of women, I never hear the so-called gender critical people going about, the behaviour of men more broadly. It always seems they're going on about trans, or is that someone's way of emotional manipulation? Should be reminded that in 2018, a right-wing American organisation said, and it's on the net the last time I looked, that the bathroom debate was, quote, a debate that they created to, quote, deliberately whip up emotion. So be aware, I think that we need to just keep calling that out. And also, in line with our theme for today, is, attacking a whole group and stereotyping them, something that's coming from a place of kindness, most likely not. Trans people are not a threat to women. Trans women are not a threat to women. We're just trying to live. So are they. And I think there's some sort of wedge tactic, because someone, for looking at this from outside, said when they heard some of the so-called gender critical views, isn't patriarchy the problem? Yes, it is. And so many people, all of trans and gender diverse, so many women, one way or another, are affected by patriarchy. And to some extent, of course, it limits good men, who aren't the, in inverted commas, big, ultra macho types. So yeah, let's call out the real debates and get it back on our playing field. In the meantime, let's also have a listen to a track that came my way through the various channels that come my way, which sometimes I get advice of music, and this one seemed quite nice to me. It's called Poison and Wine, a song for anyone who struggles with vulnerability. And so I thought that's something we could talk about on this show and talk about kindness. Let's have a listen to it. It's featuring Kaya Mercedes. Citali and Kaya Mercedes are the credited artist and artists. Citali Mack. Let's have a listen to Poison and Wine. 3CR, 855 AM, 3CR Digital, 3cr.org.au, 3CR On Demand, Out of the Pan with Sally.
I hope you live shade of you. Think about you sometimes. It's like drinking poison wine. You also let her down. Use the same old lines instead of saying goodbye. Break her heart without a sound. Do you still let the songs I write
and I write and I write,
even though you're between the lines? Shade of you. Think about you sometimes. It's like drinking poison wine.
Dear audience, you're witnessing a Greek tragedy. They said that letting go is what's best for me, but now this freedom only feels empty.
Even applause is only temporary. I get just what I wanted, but I lie awake with a bottle by my face instead of you. Think about you sometimes, it's like drinking poison wine.
Out of the Pan thanks Go Kindly for their sponsorship of this program. Go Kindly creates high-quality, locally-made bedding, donating 50% of profits to support women and gender-diverse people experiencing housing stress. Check out gokindly.com.au and take their pillow quiz.
Trans Family is a not-for-profit organization providing a peer support group for loved ones, including parents, siblings, extended family, and friends of a trans and gender diverse person. Trans Family runs discussion groups in person and online. We offer a safe space to share your experiences, ask any questions regarding your situation, and provide peer support. We are especially keen to hear from loved ones in regional and rural Victoria. Donations to Trans Family are tax deductible. For more information, visit transfamily.org.au or look for us on Facebook. Trans Family is a 3CR supporter.
We are family. Get up, everybody, sing. 3CR, 855 AM, 3CR Digital, 3cr.org.au, 3CR On Demand, Out of the Pan with Sally. First broadcasting noon through one every Sunday afternoon at around 9 minutes to one, which means it's 9 minutes until Freedom of Species. And they have, as always, a fab guest, as I like to call it, the term I like to use on today. They have on their show today Meg Edge, and the conversation will cover straight edge, and that Meg was a vegan athlete. So that's certainly something to look forward to. Always great conversation with the crew from Freedom of Species. Rotations at two in the musical situation of things. 3 o'clock, Queering the Air, more great queer work with Madison and co. And then Salaam Radio Show at 4. Great diverse listening on 3CR. And thanks once again to everyone for their support of 3CR's Radiothon. It's great to see that the station is rocking and rolling away for another year. Well, just about out of time today on the show. Prior to the messages, we heard from Cedar, Seeding Coa, and Poison and Wine. Good local track there. And we also heard messages from Trans Family declaring my interest as a committee member thereupon. The next support meeting, Saturday week usually, but allowing for public holidays and grand finals and other things, the third Saturday of the month. But always check in with Trans Family if you're a loved one of a trans person. It's the place for you to get the support for you, so you can therefore be in turn more supportive of your trans loved one. Trans people, perhaps slip a note under your loved one's pillow or something, which reminds me, of course, of our sponsor, Go Kindly, pillows supporting the trans and gender diverse community. Totally unplanned. There we go. All right. There is plenty of support out there. Of course, we always wish there was more, and we know that there are intersecting parts of the community who may not have enough, but we also know that there is lots of support out there. If you ever need the numbers for Q Life, 1-800-184-527, around so-called Australia, including Switchboard in Victoria and Tasmania, Rainbow Door, 1-800-729-367. I suppose it's that time of the week where that seems to be the case. I comment on my ongoing journey of newly discovered autism and ADHD, and by newly discovered, newly self-recognised might be a better word, and had a chat during the week to someone on one of the autism support lines who was an older person, and yes, your brain does tend to, melt trying to be aurelic / neurotypical, after so long, which can be very, very difficult to manage. And you wonder what's going on, because if you haven't got that piece of jigsaw, how do you fit everything back together? And that's why I'm going to keep talking about this for a while. The last few years have been very difficult in terms of mental health. And now some seem to have at least turned the corner and beginning to get some functioning back. It's a very big relief, but I don't want anyone to go through what I have been through in the last few years. It's certainly been, a pretty difficult time, and it just surprises me that, it just isn't something that's talked about more. So I'm going to keep popping these little bits in here and there on this show, and hope that it reaches as many people as possible. All right, time for me to finish up, make way for Freedom of Species with their guest Meg Edge. Take it out today. It struck me on a chilly morning that I'm grateful to have a roof over my head. And so to those who perhaps do not have a roof, or a roof of their choice over them, or are not warm enough, I'll dedicate this song, a classic from the Rolling Stones, with Mick Jagger and, of course, the wonderful Mary Clayton doing the answer vocals from the late 60s. Here's the Rolling Stones' Gimme Shelter.